Hi, this is Tom Kenny, author of Nice Talking With You. When you're learning English, remember, you'll probably use it with other non-native English speakers just like you. So it makes sense to practice listening to the global voices, how people from Europe, Africa, Asia, and Latin America sound when they're speaking English.
Global voices.
Nice talking with you. Global voices.
Global voices.
I think life should be for living and not working. But of course, without working, you can't make any money. Therefore, you can't spend it in for your living, I suppose. But I know in some Asian societies, people put working before enjoying themselves outside of work, while their work becomes first, and then family maybe thirdly becomes their enjoyment. Therefore, I think you need a balance in both working and enjoying life. Since life is short, you should spend some time to enjoy it as well as working.
I think that vacation should not be very long, because if we take too much time for ourselves and we're not working at this time, we're just relaxing and we're just enjoying our everyday life without work, this will be not good for us. We will not be able to get back to work straight after that.
I don't think it's a good idea to have 2 months vacation in a row, because it breaks your momentum to work. Instead, I think that having breaks is better than having holidays accumulated at one go. I think taking smaller breaks is better than having just 2 months break at one time.
I think people have to work hard to make their companies successful. But only if everyone is willing to do that same thing. Not just one person feeling like they should work hard to make the company successful, but the boss also and the other workers, and no matter how high your level is, everyone in that company should work hard if they want to make that specific company successful. But in reality, in every company, there are always people who never work as hard as some people work in the company.
Global voices.
People everywhere have something to say, and English is the international tool they use to say it. Global voices gives you a chance to hear English the way people around the world use it. Get more practice listening to the global varieties of English at nicetalkingwithyou.com.